Applications and benefits. So key applications, cycle counts without pausing operations. Every warehouse normally has this cycle count where you have certain cycles defined, like once in a year or twice in a year, you are supposed to take a physical count of all the material which are there in the warehouse. And many a times you are dedicating resources for this cycle count, for the physical verification of the inventory. By using this technique, you can take the physical count without pausing the operations, without dedicating resources other than the drone or the device that you are using. Locating misplaced inventory quickly. So even while you are doing this, suppose there is a material which has been misplaced, that will be easily located either with a barcode or with the RFID tags. So it's easy to locate material which is supposed to be elsewhere, but which cannot be located. So when you're taking a physical inventory, it's possible to also locate any material which has been misplaced. Identifying damaged goods via AI-assisted visual inspection. So in case there are any damaged goods, etc., the visual systems, the computer vision, can also detect the damage to the package or boxes, etc., which can be further investigated. So what are the benefits? Saves time. Audits shrink from weeks to hours because you are able to complete all these activities in the shortest possible time and on the fly. Improves safety. So no need for ladders or elevated equipment, or no need to bring the pallets down to the floor level for taking the inventory, for verification of the inventory. Boosts accuracy. Minimizes human error in inventory control because you are capturing information which is fairly accurate. Cuts labor cost, reduces dependence on manual scanners. So you don't have to manually scan. The drone can actually do the scanning work for you. So example, in a large distribution center, instead of using forklifts and scaffolding to manually scan inventory, on a 20-foot high shelves, drones autonomously fly up, scan thousands of items in a few hours, and update the inventory system instantly. So this is what we have discussed so far, and this is the actual application where it's in use. Benefits, time saving, inventory audits that once took weeks can now be completed in hours, as we saw in the previous slides. Increased safety because people don't need to climb. Improved accuracy because the RFID or the BarTag readers will give you accurate information in terms of count, etc., especially RFID because it does not require any vision. Cost efficiency because you don't require labor, or rather you require fewer labor, and you are doing the job much more efficiently and much more accurately. Integrating WMS with cloud dashboards. So the real power of drone-based scanning is realized when the collected data seamlessly integrates with WMS and cloud-based dashboards. So how the integration works? Real-time syncing. Drone data is transmitted directly to the WMS in real-time via wireless network. So there is an immediate physical stock verification. What stock is visible in the system and what is the physical verification of the stocks as sensed by the drone system. Automatic updates. Inventory records are automatically updated as drones scan, ensuring instant visibility into stock levels and item locations. Also, you're less likely to find any discrepancy because of the higher, error proofing with the automated systems. Data visualization. Cloud dashboards present inventory data through easy-to-read charts. So we have talked about visualization through tools like your Power BI, etc., which help you visualize data and create dashboards which are easy to understand for the senior leadership. So cloud dashboards present inventory data through easy to read charts, maps, alerts, helping managers spot trends, issues, and even opportunities. Exception reporting, the system can flag mismatches between expected inventory and scanned results, prompting immediate corrective action. So corrective actions could be either locating misplaced items or correcting the inventory in the system. That means if the physical inventory is higher than the one reflected in the system, then these needs to be corrected so that system reflects the correct information. Cloud dashboard features. So live drone feed, managers can monitor drone activity and scanning progress remotely. Fairly simple to understand, though managers would not generally be concerned with it, because they will be more concerned with the accuracy of the data which is visible in the WMS or the ERP system. Inventory heat maps, visual tools highlight areas with low excess or misplaced inventory. So wherever you are having higher inventory or low inventory, so these are the areas of concern or even misplaced inventory. Historical analysis. So dashboards store past scan data, enabling trend analysis and audit tracking. So as we said, you know, because when you are scanning, you are also storing the location, date, time, etc. So for audit tracking, all these information can be useful as to when the audit physical verification was carried out, and the discrepancies or no discrepancies were observed. AI recommendations. So some advanced dashboards suggest restocking actions or alert managers about slow moving stocks based on drone collection data. So wherever you have excess stock, it points to either overstocking or slow moving. That means the material is not moving. If it's a raw material, maybe the demand for the product is not there from the operations. If it is a finished product, then there is no demand from the market. So this kind of information can be thrown up. Example, a warehouse manager receives a real-time notification on their smartphone that shelf A321 is missing 5 units of a best-selling product based purely on drone scans completed just minutes ago. Now, this can happen because wherever there are human beings, and my experience is that there does tend to be, sometimes thefts, pilferages, especially of high value items, etc. One of the reasons why the physical stock taking is to be done is also to detect this kind of incidents, etc. So this example which is given here points to that. So what are the benefits? Instant inventory visibility. Managers can view the entire warehouse stock situation without leaving their desk. Number two, proactive management. Early identification of issues like stockout, misplaced inventory, even missing stock, shortages, etc., which could point to issues like theft or pilferage or damages. Data-driven decision making, integrated analytics supports smarter, faster operational decisions. Order fulfillment consists of picking, packing, and shipping. We have already seen this. This is where the warehouse performance directly impacts the customer experience. Mistakes in this stage often result in costly errors and missed service expectations. So either you have shipped the wrong material, or there is a defect in the order picking, etc. So this can lead to customer dissatisfaction. So these are very crucial operations. AI plays a central role in modernizing this process by accelerating the workflow. So we have seen that by use of AI and by robotics and the drones, etc., you can speed up these operations, like even retrieval of the material, accurately picking the items, which normally for a human being would take much longer. Reducing human error, another important part, lowering operational cost, because the entire operation can be done in a more efficient, shorter time, ensures timely, accurate deliveries, which means customer satisfaction. Machine learning and intelligent automation are now essential to building more agile and responsive fulfillment systems. It's a statement. So AI-driven task allocation for packers. So in a high-volume fulfillment center, efficient task assignment to human workers is critical. So wherever you know you don't have the robo, etc., the fulfillment will be assigned to human operators, either to physically manually pack, pick, or you know, for picking through a or rich truck, etc. So AI systems dynamically optimize these assignments based on order prioritization. Orders are ranked by urgency, size, delivery deadlines, and product constraints. So depending upon what is the promise to the customer, so in case of high value items, it will be granted priority. Likewise, the low value items, etc., may be granted a lower priority. Also, there may be logistics challenges, you know, where a consignment is being picked in Delhi and it has to be shipped to Mumbai, and you find that you have a timeline to meet in terms of putting it on a truck which is leaving from Mumbai. So priorities can be on various parameters as defined by the organization. Worker matching, tasks are matched to packers by skill set. So depending upon the type of material, the volume of the material, weight of the material, the historical efficiency and the workload which we discussed. So the assignment of the work is done based on this criteria. Real-time reallocation. So AI monitors task completion rates and reassigns the job instantly to avoid bottlenecks. So it will monitor when the task is assigned, when it is completed, and once it is completed, it will reassign a job, the next job, to the resources. The result, improved accuracy, faster output, and better aligned workforce. Also, you can monitor the productivity of the workforce in this system, which records exactly the work carried out by the resources. Smart bin packing algorithm. So traditional packing methods waste space, time, and material. AI-based bin packing addresses this through advanced optimization strategies, and let's see how it does it. Dimensional analysis, items are arranged to maximize volume, efficiency, and reduce the void space. So the way materials are packed, they are packed in a way so that they make occupy the minimum volume. Now, this is not only for the primary packaging, but also for the secondary packaging when they are consolidated for last mile delivery. Dynamic box selection. So AI selects the most appropriate container for the order, preventing overpacking. Because overpacking will mean less amount or less volume of packages can be carried by the resource, the truck, etc., which is carrying the goods. So it will try to optimize the selection of the box so that maximum amount of material can be transported in the resources. Fragility aware strategies. The system ensures proper orientation and weight distribution to protect fragile items during transit. So in case you have anything which is made of glass or fragile material, then there is proper indication as to which way the material should be stored so that there is no loss or no damage in transit. This precision translates to lower shipping cost, fewer damaged goods, and reduced environmental impact, and less reversed logistics also. Reinforcement learning for continuous packing optimization. So reinforcement learning bring adaptive intelligence to warehouse packing operations. Packing sequence optimization. RL agents learn which items order yields the most stable space efficient packaging. Adaptive learning, the system adjusts for fluctuation demand patterns such as holidays, spikes, or product mix changes. Now let's look at AI in order fulfillment and packaging. So reinforcement learning for continuous packing optimization. Reinforced learning brings adaptive intelligence to warehouse packing operations. So one of the aspects is the packing sequence optimization. Reinforcement learning agents learn which item orders yield the most stable space-saving packing. The other aspect is adaptive learning. The system adjusts for fluctuating demand patterns such as holiday spikes or product mix changes, which affect the offtake or order fulfillment requirement. Automated packing systems. Automated packing stations improve over time as reinforced learning powered arms fine-tune their techniques via real-time feedback. So by integrating reinforced learning into packing optimization, businesses can achieve higher accuracy, lower cost, and improved scalability. So some of the leading AI platforms for warehouse management system, again, I won't go through it. You can read through it. It's fairly self-explanatory. And these are some of the leading platforms which are currently available and which are popular. So coming to the summary, AI-driven warehouse automation enables logistics by using intelligent robotic machine learning and real-time analytics into cohesive system. So as we saw, the maximum advantage can be had by integrating the WNS with the ERP systems. Automated mobile robo, the AMR system, they improve the inventory movement with precision, and you don't require to have a fixed routing. They are very intelligent and autonomous systems, thus boosting the order accuracy and the operations, also the efficiency. AI-powered forecasting enables smarter stock replenishment by analyzing demand patterns, helping avoid both shortages and overstock. So we have seen how the AI-powered forecasting uses historical data, market information, sentimental information, and competition information, even unstructured data, to actually try and give you the most accurate forecast based on the algorithms, etc. The whole purpose being to have optimal inventory and optimal operations planning. Vision-based systems further reinforce the quality control by detecting defects and ensuring regulatory compliance. And we saw that vision-based systems not only help in the QC system, but they also play a role in reading of the barcode and even in the physical verification of the inventories. So together, these technologies drive faster processing, lower cost, and enable warehouse to scale efficiently. And this is especially true when you have got large warehouses with high complexity. As AI continues to evolve, organizations that embrace these innovations are positioned to lead with automation, agility, and data-driven precision in an increasingly repetitive supply chain landscape. So we have seen that with the use of drones, etc., how you can effectively and very efficiently do the physical stock taking, etc., which is crucial for every organization. So with that, we come to this end of the chapter. Thank you very much.